Christian Crusaders warmly welcomes each of you to our Easter Sunday worship service. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Christ is risen. Since these words were first spoken, the world has never been without hope. We'll talk about that hope in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this glorious Easter day, we thank you once again for that message of hope, the message that Jesus Christ has been raised, the message that tells us that he has won victory for us over sin, death, and the devil. And though the battle continues, and Satan still prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to capture, we know that there is victory when we abide in you. So bless us as once again we consider this marvelous old message that has brought so much joy to so many millions of people through these years. May we claim our victory in the risen Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. Hear the word of God that is recorded in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, beginning with verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. You're looking for Jesus, a Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him? Go tell his disciples, and especially Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Here ends the reading of the Easter story.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy the blessed assurance gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my everlasting head. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Savior, still the same. What joy the blessed assurance gives. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Friends in Christ, humans have lived through many ages since the beginning. There has been, for example, the Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, the days of the Enlightenment, the Nuclear Age, and how often are we not told now in our day that life will never be the same after 9/11, and I have no reason to dispute that fact. We also live in this age which is sometimes called the postmodern age. It is an age where we are taught there is no absolute truth. Rather, there are competing truths. Each one of them is relative, and so you live according to that truth which brings you the greatest peace and joy. Nothing could be farther from what the Holy Scriptures teach us. But that's the age where we live. It's the most frightening age that the human being has ever experienced. For if it were not for the message of Easter, there would be no hope. Easter is a message that addresses every age, bringing hope in the midst of despair. The message of Jesus Christ's resurrection is anchored in the past, which happened on a certain day in a particular place on the planet Earth. Secondly, it is lived out only by the followers of Jesus Christ in the present. And thirdly, it will be brought to conclusion in the future. On the planet Earth, with Jesus Christ appearing again. Let's take a look at the core message of the Christian faith. It is anchored in a past event, which happened on a certain day in a particular place. Jesus had been crucified on Friday. He had given his life as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. And there, if you and I will come beneath the cross and leave all of our sins, they are forgiven. God has accepted the sacrifice for the sins of the world, and so we do not have to be punished for what we have done. Christ has taken the punishment upon him. He gave himself as a payment for the sins of the world. When it was certain that he was dead, they placed his body in the tomb of the rich man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea, who was assisted in placing that body there by the old Pharisee, none other than Nicodemus, who had come to him at night. He was entombed. The stone was in its place. Now it was going to be Saturday. This was a Jewish Sabbath, and all was to be quiet. But after that day had passed, then came the Sunday, the third day. And early in the morning, three ladies at least, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, gathered some particular ointments, and they were going out to anoint the body. As they went along the way, they debated the question, who will roll the stone away? When they got there, they were alarmed, for the stone had already been rolled away. And there, sitting on the right, was a young man, dressed in a white robe. He asked them, who do you seek? Jesus of Nazareth? He is not here. He is risen. Come and see where they laid him. And so as they inched their way into the tomb, they saw there the tomb was empty. And then the young man said to them, go and tell his disciples and especially Peter that Jesus Christ is risen. From that day on, the world has never been the same. That day, the war was won. Even though our battle with sin and Satan continues to go on. But sin, death, and the devil, through their glorious resurrection, has been conquered. Humans can live with hope, for God has acted in history. He has brought his Son into this world to die for us, and now he has raised him from the tomb. That was the event of the past. That's the anchor. This is not some subjective feeling that you and I have, that he was raised. This is an objective truth that comes to us from God's holy word, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, it is lived out by the followers of Jesus Christ in the present age. Now notice, by the followers of Jesus Christ, in a postmodern age which denies all absolute truth, you no longer argue the validity of the Easter story, or you can, and I might in what we call a bull session. But I don't preach it that way anymore. I have no desire to get into the pulpit or to stand before the microphone with a message that goes out over the radio to try to convince people from pure argument, from an apologetic, that you can prove that Jesus Christ was raised in a particular way. Even some of our best theologians today are saying that doesn't go anymore. People will not even listen to the arguments. But what do we have? The best apologetic that we have is to proclaim with all the power that God will give to us the glorious message of the Easter story. Jesus Christ has been raised. And that's what I confessed and preached to you today. Those of you who might be skeptics, those of you who might be agnostics, those of you who are humanists and rationalists, I'm not trying, and I pray that none of the preachers will waste their breath and their time to try to convince you of this by argumentation. We simply proclaim this glorious truth that Jesus Christ physically has been raised, and we leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. And I wonder, if you're honest, if you don't have to admit that any logical mind has difficulty in disputing the change which took place in the lives of those early disciples and what takes place in the life of a disciple in the 21st century. Those early disciples were scared stiff. The women went away from the tomb shivering with fear. Later that night, we know that 120 of those disciples had gathered together in one room for fear of the Romans and the Jews and what might happen to them. But then came Jesus. And as Jesus stood before them, they began to have a peace. And then they met him a few times after the resurrection. But then came that glorious Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit really stood there and said, "Look, he is risen." Understand? And they became changed people, fearless. Jesus of Nazareth, who had once walked by their side, was now closer than even that. No longer could they pass him the food. No longer could they walk beside him by the Jordan River. But he walked inside of them. The risen Lord walked in their hearts. And what was true for them is true for his disciples in every age, no matter what the age might be. Even a postmodern age, the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I who confess our faith in him, can walk thoroughly convinced on the basis of Scripture, for that is the anchor. My Lord has been raised, and he lives within me. If you question that, it seems to me it is evidence that he has not yet come into your heart. But friend, here is the good news, that it may come into your heart today. The Holy Spirit works with these words. The Holy Spirit is anxious for you to let Christ Jesus in. He's a risen Lord. He'll change your life. You'll never be the same again. When temptations are before you, that Lord who lives within you will give you the power to resist. For he will strengthen you, and he will direct you and guide you. That's what he's promised. When you have fallen, and we all do, and guilt seems to find its way into our soul and make us miserable, he says from within our hearts, "Confess your sin. I am the resurrected Lord. I forgive you. You are cleansed. You are made right by grace through faith in me." When death comes to you and to me, and we breathe our last in the hospice or wherever it may be lived out, then the words of David in his beautiful psalm are no longer just poetry. They are a confession. "Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and then I shall live in the house of the Lord forever." And one day, when I have to turn, having heard the pastor read the committal service for a loved one of mine, I walk away from the grave, and the tears can be rolling down my cheek, and my heart can be broken, and I wonder, how am I going to make the adjustment? But I can sing the doxology with St. Paul. "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For Christ Jesus has been raised." Easter is anchored to the past. It is lived out by the believers in the present, and it will be brought to completion someday in the future, right here on the planet Earth, when our Lord Jesus Christ will come again. And as St. Paul says, every knee at that day shall bow, and every tongue in heaven and on earth shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we hear St. Paul say that on that particular day, I don't want you ignorant, brethren, because the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are gathered together and still are living on this earth will be raised. And when that has happened, we shall meet the Lord in the air. And I don't know all that that means, but we shall meet him. We shall see him face to face, and we shall be with the Lord forever. And then Paul says these marvelous words, comfort one another. Comfort one another with these words. That's the Easter message. It cannot be compromised in any age, not even in a postmodern age. During the Lenten season, I have seen Mel Gibson's movie of The Passion twice. I don't know how to describe it, as I mentioned to you last week, but it was something that I needed to hear. It showed me how terrible my sins were and how much God loved me, especially how much God loved me. And I thank that man for giving us this marvelous film. I only pray that Mel Gibson, with all of his ability, or someone else like him, will finish this marvelous presentation with the story of the resurrection. For truly, Jesus is not only the crucified. If that were true, then he would only be a crucified martyr. He is the resurrected, risen, and coming Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia.
Father in heaven, once more we thank you for giving us your Son. And so today we sing with the evangelist of old. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. That's our experience, Lord. But we know that it is based on a biblical revelation that Christ has been raised, that the truth is anchored there for us to enjoy while we walk on this earth, anticipating when it will finally all be concluded, completed, and we will see you and walk with you into the kingdom, there to live forever. Thanks, Lord Jesus. Receive our Easter thanks. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May our hearts continue to be touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have designated April as Letter Month. We encourage each listener to write, call, or email our office and tell us what station you listen to. This helps us know which radio stations are being heard. All listeners who respond will receive either a CD or cassette featuring Reverend Larson's 6 Biblical Teachings of the Christian Faith Sermon Series. Please call or write this week to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, to share with us the station where you hear Christian Crusaders and whether you want a CD or cassette of this special gift. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our web address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the last 42 years.